Salt River Project has broken ground on a new solar power plant in Florence. The utility says the Sandstone Solar Project will produce 45 megawatts once it's done. That'd power roughly 8,000 homes. Lori Singleton is director of SRP's Emerging Customer Programs.
One of the things that we have found and found with this project is the price of solar has continued to decrease, so much so that this was a very affordable project for SRP to invest in on behalf of all of our customers. And so that was one of the contributing factors. I'd say another factor is the fact that we do have renewable energy goals, and we try and implement resources into that portfolio that are cost effective and reliable for SRP customers.
Does it seem like this is the kind of solar project that SRP will be looking at going forward as opposed to trying to increase its rooftop solar?
I think SRP will continue. One of our very specific goals has been to implement renewable energy at the lowest price possible for SRP customers. And so as we continue to see the price of large-scale solar plants go down, I think you'll continue to see SRP investing in these types of projects.
Other than cost, are there other advantages to doing it this way, sort of this large scale, as opposed to more residential stuff?
I think one of the things that you see with a large-scale solar plant is the ability to produce more energy, because that facility and those solar panels do track the sun. As well, there are economies of scale when you think about large-scale solar plants and purchasing the equipment for a larger plant. It does allow for efficiencies and price reductions that you might not see with other types of solar projects.
Do you have a sense yet of where this power will ultimately be used?
Yes, the power just feeds into SRP's grid, much like any of our other resources, and then it is just distributed out to all our customers, you know, as a piece of the overall electricity that they consume.
Do you have plans currently for any other large-scale plants like this one?
We don't have any plans announced or at this time, we currently don't have another project that's been announced.
When you're looking at siting these plants, how much of an issue is like availability of land, and can we buy the land, and is it affordable to buy this land, or do we already own it, or something like that?
You know, all of that plays into the price that a developer is able to offer solar to a utility, because we are actually buying the output of the electricity from the developer, and then we in turn just put that in our portfolio as resources for our customers. So land costs, the price of the panels, the efficiency of the panels, all of that, the permitting, all of that plays into whether or not a solar plant makes sense, and you know, for both SRP and the customer.
Lori Singleton is director of SRP's Emerging Customer Programs. Lori, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm happy to be a guest on your show.